Daf is Daf Kuf Ches. So let's just review the bottom of Kuf Zayin and Rebeis, at least outside. The Gemara had been talking, according to Braisa, about the six shofros that were used for the Nedava, that if there was ever if it was inactive in the Mizbeach, so then they would take from these six shofros and bring Nedavos, Nidvas, Sibor, and the Mizbeach. So why six? So Chizkit said six because there's six different Bati Avos, six different families of the Kohanim that works each week. We don't want there to be fighting that they use all for the first Sunday family, use all the funds of the shofar. So they have each shofar at separate days that you can only take from that shofar for that particular day. Rabbi Yochanan said the reason why we had six of them is because there's so many extra surplus in the money. If we had one container, they'd all rest on top of each other to cause them to go bad and get rusty. So you have to have separate shofars this way to give them a little bit of space and air so they don't go rusty. And so lav dafka six, but six was apparently that it seems more arbitrary that they chose the number six, but there had to be more than just one. Ze'iri felt because there are six different animals brought on the base of Mikdash, so connected those, they brought six, and this goes according to Shitas Rebbe, who separated Egel and Par, even though they're the same type of species, but we separate a cow and a calf are different, like he said in the Mishnah previously, but that's Shitas Rebbe. And finally, so Bar Pada, who said connected six different ways one could come to a surplus in funds. If you set aside money for a par and it goes down in money, so now you have some extra money, or same thing with a sheep and a goat. And then he had at the end also Mosros, unclear where Mosros is coming to add, that wasn't already mentioned. And then Meya, he says, is the sixth shofar it's connected Meya, which is whenever a person takes a mach, gives a machs a shekel, he also has to pay some type of kalbon, which is like an admission fee of some sort. I don't know exactly how they call it. But an additional fund that's separate from the machs a shekel, that would go in the sixth shofar called a Meya. So these are a few different opinions as to what these six shofros represented or the functions were. So the Gemara now in the very top of Kufches says Kulu, the last top line, last words is Kulu, Kichizkia lo Armin, Armina, no one holds like Chizkia who felt that there were six different shofros for the six different Bati Avos because Lansuye lo Chashinam, we're not concerned that it's going to come to any fighting. If they had one shofar, they're not going to fight the different families of Kohanim. The Chochad v'chad Yom HaKavod, each one does their own day. They're not going to be showing up on the same day of the base of Mikdash, and therefore there's no chashash of any fighting. That cannot be the reason of six different shofars. Rabbi Yochanan lo Amri, they didn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan that you need six different shofars to avoid any rusting, because liafushe lo chashin, we're not concerned it's going to get rusty. It was always very active, and that would not be the concern. And Kizi'iri, who is the one who said that there are six different animals brought in the base of Mikdash, he was going according to Rebbe only, who held that a par and an ego were considered separate animals. Lo Amrina, we don't say like Ze'iri either, because ki yichida lo mokmina, we don't say the Braisa holds like a das yachid, like that of Rebbe. And then no one held like Kibar Pada, this last opinion, Nami lo Amri, Mosaros, Kula Nami Mosaros. Meaning the previous ones he mentioned, the first four shofros represented a surplus if it was separated for the par, or the aisle, or the kevis, or the sire. What's the fifth one, Mosaros, coming to include? That the previous four were also about if there was Mosar of the animals, of the sheep, or the goat. So unclear what Mosaros is representing. And moreover, Meya Nami Lishkam Azli, the Meya, which he said represented the kalbon, that admission fee of some sort, that was paid in addition to Machzor Shekel, wouldn't go to the Nidvas Tzibur, that would actually go in the fund of the Machzor Shekel. I mean, every single person paid a half a shekel plus a few cents, that all went to the Shkalim shofar, not to one of these Nidvas Tzibur shofar. And as it says, Detanya Lehechan Kalbon Zeholech, where would this Kalbon, where would that fee go? It would go to Shkalim, Divi Rebbe Meir, and we pass like Rebbe Meir, goes to the Shkalim, as opposed to Rebbe Eliezer, who felt Omer Linadava. So there's machlokas tonight where that kalbon goes, but we paskin like the first opinion of Rabbi Meir that goes with the shkalim. So neither one is a very clear understanding as to where that everyone agrees to the six, well, what the representation are of these six different shofros. So that's all one machlokas. Now the Gemara brings another two opinions to try to explain the six shofros. Shmuel Amar, Kenegin Moser Chatas, Moser Asham Nazir, Moser Asham Mitzora, Moser Minchas Chote, Moser Asiris Ha'efa, Shel Kohen Gadol. These are six different ways that one could lead to a get some extra, some surplus, and that would go to the to these various shofros. So these are the six he thought that they represent. Rabbi Oshai Amar, very similar, but there is two differences. Moser Chatas, which is there in agreement. Moser Asham, they agree. Moser Asham Nazir, they agree to as well. Moser Ashram Mitzor they agree to. Moser Kinim, Moser Minchas Chote, those two he argues on. Different sources where the Moser could come from. So these are two additional opinions of Shmuel and Rabbi Oshaya. Gemara wants to know, why don't they agree with each other? Shmuel, my time alone with Rabbi Oshaya. Because why didn't Shmuel hold of Kinim, like Rabbi Oshaya included Kinim in the list? So he says, Kinim Tanale Reisha. The Reisha already taught Kinim as the first seven. Remember, we had a total of 13 shofros. The first seven were represented certain things that no one argued on. One of those seven was Kinim. So why would you have to have another one in the remaining six to have Kinim as well? Rabbi Oshaya apparently Tani Velo Tani Kinim. Apparently, he did not have Kinim on the first seven of the shofros. That's why he listed it in the last six. V'hatani Rabbi Oshaya v'tani Kinim. Didn't he clearly have a brisa that he did teach kinim in the first seven? So how did it come he has a second kinim in the second six? So he says, chal kinim, chal mosar kinim. The first kinim is used for the actual kinim, keeping those that were needed for the buying of the different baskets of birds for their karbanos. But this other one was used for the extra money that had been set aside for kinim, but it was unnecessary. That goes to a separate shofar of mosar kinim. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Oshaya and Shmuel. Now the other direction, Rabbi Oshaya, my time lo amar kishmuel. Why didn't he like Shmuel? Savra la kiman amar Moses shall asir sa'efa shall kohen gadol yirkaf. So Shmuel had said one of these six shofros was the any surplus in money set aside for the asir sa'efa of a kohen gadol. We know every single day the kohen gadol would set aside the asir sa'efa. It was a mincha of that amount and of asir sa'efa. And it would be split half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So if there was, would be any money set aside that was in excess to what was needed, that would be placed in the Mosar, this sixth shofar of Asir Sa'efar. So how come Rabbi Oshaya doesn't hold it this way? Because he paskin any money that was set aside for the Asir Sa'efar Kohen Gadol was actually had to go rot. And you can't use it for anything else, he argued. The Gemara quotes a brisa that presents such a machlokas. The Gemara says, the Sanya, the brisa tells us, Mosar Minchas Nedava, Mosar Minchas Yirkav. So the leftover Minchas Nedava, the leftover the Mincha, is a rat, that has to go rot. So what does that mean? My Kamar, what does this brisa mean? Amr of Chista Hachi Kamar. Mosar Minchas Chote Nedava, if there's leftover of a Minchas Chote, a person sets aside money for a Minchas Chote, and there is excess, that goes to the Nedava. But if it's Mosar Asiris Ha'efa Shokoyen Gadol, that's Yirkav, that has to go rot. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Oshaya, and for that reason, there is no shofar to collect the funds from the extra Asiris Ha'efa of the Kohen Gadol. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi says differently. That's not shot in the bright. So Rabbi says, Amar Afilu Mosar Asiris Ha'efa Shokoyen Gadol Nami Nedava. No. I hold like Shmuel that any surplus of the Asir Sa'efa Shekhan Gadol goes actually to that shofar. It does not go to Yirkav, it goes to the Nedava. So Ella Moser Lachme Toda Yirkav. So what's a brisa, that unclear brisa above referring to? What has to go to Rat? That's referring to any excess that was set aside for the Lachme Toda. That's Yirkav. So Gemara says, end up being Machlokas, what one does with Mosar Asir Sa'efa. It's a Pluksa. The plukta Mosar Asir Sa'efa Shekhan Gadol, what do you do with this? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nidava, that's the same opinion as Shmuel. And Rabbi Lazar Amar Yirkav, that's the opinion of Rabbi Oshaya, based on the understanding of the Brayis above. So that's a machlokas, what to do again with the surplus of Asir Sa'efa Shekhan Gadol. So asks the Gemara now, first wide line down, Nesive, Mosar Shkalim Chulim. What do you do with any extra shkalim that were given over? That's Chulim, does not have a din of hekdesh, you can do whatever you want with them. Mosar Asir Sa'efa, Mosar Kinei Zavim, the Kinei Zavos, the Kinei Yoldos, the Chatos, the Shamos, Mosar Sam, Nidava. All the surplus of those items just listed are all going to the Nidava. So it says that one of the things listed is Mosar Asir Sa'efa. So the Gemara says, My La Mosar Asir Sa'efa Shekhan Gadol, and we see from here that it goes to the Nidava. The Gemara says, No, Lo Mosar Minchas Chote. The Bryce only says Asir Sa'efa, but doesn't say Asir Sa'efa of what? It's not the Asir Sa'efa of the Kohen Gadol. The Asir Sa'efa Kohen Gadol goes the Yirkav he would hold. It's referring to Asir Sa'efa of a Minchas Chote that was set aside, the same exact shear, but not a Kohen Gadol, of that in the Minchas Chote. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak, Mistaver Kaman Amar Mosar Asir Sa'efa Shel Kohen Gadol Yirkav. It makes most sense, he says, that we should paskin that what do you do with any extra money set aside for the Kohen Gadol's Asir Sa'efa? It should be laid out to rot. The Sani, the Brisa tells us, Lo Yosim Aleh Shemen, Lo Yiten Aleh Levona, Ki Chatasi. This is a pasuk describing what do you do with a minchas chote? The pasuk's telling us you don't put oil on it, you don't put lavon on it, you make it look very dry and barren, and kichatas hi. So what's the drasha? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, hi kuryah chatas, vein acharis kuryah chatas. Only the minchas chote is called a chatas, but something else is not called a chatas. What else is not called a chatas? Lime to teach us al asir sa'ifa shekoin gadol she'eino kriya chatas. That's not called a kriya chatas, even though it's the same shear of an asir sa'ifa. That's not called a chatas. And since it's not called a chatas, we can conclude v'tuna lavona. Therefore, it does require lavona as opposed to a chatas that doesn't. And mid'eino kriya chatas, and also from the fact that it's not called a chatas, mosara yirkav. Meaning, while the mosar chatas we pass in yirkav, asir sa'ifa is the opposite, which means it would. Again, Moshe Chatas would be Nildava, that indicates that the Asir Seifa of the Kohen Gadol is the opposite. Not that it should go to Nildava, rather it should be Yirkav. And that's the understanding of this Brisa, and that's how it seems to be Paskin. Okay, the very bottom of Kuf Ches Amr Aleph, the Mishnah begins. Sure, it's Ola, the person says, this particular ox is going to be an Ola, if it gets a Baal Mum, if it gets a Mum, Imrata Yavi Badamba, you're able to redeem the money, and that money gotten is still hektesh, you have to do something with it. You're allowed to Yavi Badamba Vashnaim Shnesha. You could say you could use that money to buy two oxen, if you will. You could change what you initially had brought. Let's say you said Shneshvarm Elu, these two oxen are going to be a carbon, Vinistavu, both of them become Bali Mum, so you have to redeem it. You could take the money, Ratza Yavi Bidam Echar, you could switch to one. You could go from 2 to 1, 1 to 2. Rebbe Oser, Rebbe says it's Aser. Now Rebbe only Aser is the second case, he doesn't speak about the first case. The Gemara is going to address that. So Ayel Zeh Ola, let's say you say this ram should be an Ola. V'nistayiv it gets a mum, in Ratzah Yavi B'dam of Keves, you're allowed to bring a sheep, you could switch animals. If you say Keves Zeh Ola V'nistayiv in Ratzah Yavi B'dam of Ayel, if you want to bring a ram, you're allowed to. Again, Rebbe Oser, he prohibits switching how many animals, he also prohibits switching which type of animals. So let's go to the Gemara now. Amr Beis. The Gemara says as follows: the Hamer's Reisha. Didn't the Reisha tell us Shur b'mana vevi shnaim b'mana loyatza? We said in the previous Mishnah, yesterday's daf. If I say I want to take it by myself to bring a shur worth $1,000, I end up bringing two oxen, each worth $500 only, even though I spent a total of $1,000. I brought oxen. You're not yotzei because it's not what I said. So how come in this Mishnah we allow you to take an ox and sell it and buy two oxen instead? That's the same case. Why is a Reisha Aser? You're not Yotze, but this Misha of ours right now is, you are Yotze. And the Gemara tells us, Shor Zeh V'nishtoev Shiny. Yesterday's daf, the Misha was talking about Harei Alai. And this time, Harei Zeh. Harei Alai means I took upon myself to bring one Shor. If I end up bringing two Shvarim, that's not going to fulfill my obligation. And therefore, switching the amounts is not going to work. Today's Mishnah on Kuf Ches tells us, Shur Zeb, it's not me, that this animal needs to be brought. But once this animal becomes a Balmum, so then it loses Kedusha, and the nether flies away, all I have now is money that's hektish. I need to do something with the money that's hektish, but the nether that I took upon this animal, once it was a Balmum, completely disappeared, and therefore I'm able to do whatever I want with this new money after redeeming the Balmum. And it's a very different case than yesterday, where the Chiv was a lie that was on me, as opposed to Bazeb, on the cheft of the animal. Gemara now says, Shnei Shvarim Elu, two oxen, these are the two oxen, V'nistavu, and they end up becoming Balimum, Ratzu Yavi B'dmeim Echad, you could actually, even though there were two oxen initially, you could redeem them and buy one large ox. Revi Osa, Revi says, in the second case, you're not allowed to do that. So my time, why can't you switch it around? Mishum dehavile gadol v'hevi katam. It's a case of, you set aside an animal to bring a par, and now you bring an egel, and he holds you're not allowed to switch animals from a big to a little one. V'yafa gavdin istayiv, even though he should admit that since it became a balmum, the nether flies away, and you should be able to do whatever you want. He said, l'chachila lo shari Rebbe. Even though Rebbe says you're right. In this case, once the oxen get the mum, now the nether flies away, I should really, in theory, be able to do whatever I want with it. Rebbe says, l'chachila, one should not do this. Because, he doesn't say why, but l'chor, because it might get confusing in a different case, where I say, hare alai, where you're not allowed to switch from a big to a small animal. So if I say, hare zeh, and the animal gets bamum, I can now buy two small animals. You might think, in the case of hare alai, you could do the same thing. Therefore, he says, l'chachila, one should not get involved in this at all. So that's his understanding. Don't go from 2 to 1, 1 to 2. Oh, it's sorry, 2 to 1. So Gemara says, wait a second. If this is the reasoning, so just like Rebbe argues in the second case, you can't go from 2 oxen to 1 ox. So to the ratio of this Mishnah, you shouldn't go from 1 ox to 2 oxen. How come he doesn't argue in the ratio? And the Gemara says, because Rebbe Akula Milsa Pali, he argues on the entire Mishnah, the entire ratio and sefer of the Mishnah. And Venatalhula Rabbana not the maski the Milsayu. He waited until Rabbanan finishes their piece. They say their shitas, and then afterwards Hadar Miflagalai, who then he argued on both shitas. That you can't go from 2 to 1, and you can't go from 1 to 2, all the Khachila only. Teda. I'll bring your proof that this is the opinion of Rebbe, that he argues on both 2 to 1, 1 to 2. The Katani, it says in the Braisa, Ayel Zeh Olav Nistayv, if the ram gets a mum, and you want to do it with the money, Ratzu Yavi Bedam of Keves. You want to do it with the money, you can bring a sheep. Let's say the opposite case. Keves Zeh Leola, this sheep is a Ola, V'Nistayv, it gets a mum, Ratzu Yavi Bedam of Ayel, you want to bring a ram, you're allowed to. Rebbe Oser. Now Rebbe wouldn't only be arguing on the second of these cases. What's the difference ram to sheep to ram? So we see that he just waited until the Rabbanan stopped saying the Shita, and then he argued on both of their opinions. So just like he does that in the ratio of Keves to Ayel, Ayel to Keves, he does the same thing in the ratio of the 1 to 2 and 2 to 1. Shall we see Rebbe Oser, Shema Mina. Barna asks, Ibari Lahu, Mimina Lemina Mai. What about switching from one min to another min? The Gemara says that... Where'd we go? I look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Mimina Lamina Mai. It's around 8 narrow lines down. Sure Zeh Ola. You say that this ox is an Ola and is Stoiv. It gets a mum. Mao Sheyavi Badamav Shnei Ayalim. Can you now switch from one ox to another species and also the amount? So we're switching two things here to different animals and to different amounts. So the Gemara quotes a Bryce to try to prove the point here. Mai, what's the din? Tashma. 3 wide lines down. Sure, Zeola, this ox is an Ola, Vinishtai, if it gets a mum, Lo Yavi Badam of Ayel. You can't use the money to buy a ram. Avah, what you can do is, maybe Badam of Shnei Ayel. You are allowed to buy 2 rams. What's the difference? Because the first case, the concern is, one ox costs, let's say, $1,000, and a ram costs only $500. You're not going to find a ram that's worth $1,000. So you can't, you know, shave away all the extra money. But you can if you want to buy 2 rams, because then 2 rams, each $500, will amount to the $1,000 of the short. So that's allowed. So we see clearly that you are allowed to switch 2 animals, and also to the different amount of animals as well. So Rebbe says, Oser Lefish Ein Bila. He says you're not allowed to because you can't mix things together. Shema Mina. So what exactly? So we see from here that you are allowed to switch it. But what does Shitas Rebbe mean when he says Ein Bila? Just for a moment, we'll get to this in a second in the Gemara. But Rashi says Lefish Ein Bila. Shitzarach lahavi imam shtei menachos b'shnei kelim v'niyachal arvin b'kliyachad. The lacha is that each animal requires a mincha to accompany it. Now, if you are now going from one ox to now 2 rams, you need to bring 2 separate menachos, and you can't mix them together. Hokach lo mechse kiyahun din nidro. It doesn't seem. Remember, Rebbe is very concerned on the appearance, how things come across. That's why he didn't allow you to go from 1 to 2 to 1, even though halachically was allowed, because they got a baal mum and your requirement in the nether has flown away. He still says, keep everything as much as possible to the initial nether, not to confuse anyone. So what's happening here is I took upon myself to bring a shor and a mincha to accompany it. The shor gets a mum. So you know what? I'm going to get 2 rams. I bring 2 rams, but now I need 2 separate menachos, 2 kalim. That's very different than my original nether of 1 animal, 1 mincha. Now I'm bringing 2 animals, 2 menachos. And I can't put the 2 menachos together to make it look like 1 kli, because he ain't bil he holds. You can't mix different menachos together. And for that concern, Rebbe says it doesn't work. But according to the Chacham, who we paskin like, you are allowed to redeem from one animal to another animal, to a different type of animal. Marna asks the question, Iyach, if that's the case, my ear ya tre afil chanami, de han misnistaiv lerbanan lo shani le ben gadol katan. So according to the Rabbanim, why do they only allow you to go from an animal to 2, 1 ox to 2 rams? Even to 1 ram should be permitted as well. The Gemara says that, Rabbanan said that again, the answer is tre tanai alibi the Rabbanim. There are 2 opinions of what Rabbanan Shita was. So look at Rashi just to explain this, that tre tanai deika desvirle dafilu binistaiv asri Rabbanim begadol vevikatan lichachilu. There is an opinion out there that even Rabbanan hold that if the animal, the large animal, gets a baal mum, you cannot bring a smaller animal. There is such an opinion out there, But we hold that, but this, sorry. So this Brisa says that, and there's one, there is an opinion out there that you can bring a smaller animal, and even though there's going to be surplus of what you set aside initially, that's fine. But this Brisa says you can't have any surplus. Therefore, when you have a big ox, the only way to replace it is with two smaller rams. But to have one ram instead would not be allowed, since you're going to have some excess between the ram and the shore. That's why this Brisa says you have to bring two rams in order to amount to what you had set aside for the shore. So that's a machlokus about that. The Gemara now says halfway down the Amud, Rebbe Oser Lefishein Bila. Rebbe says you're not allowed to switch from one animal to two animals because you can't mix the menachos together. So Gemara says Taima Dein Bila, only because there's a technical reason that you have nothing to do with the menachos. Ha Yesh Bila, but if you held you can mix them together, put them in one klishari, he would allow you to go from one animal to two animals. But Tana, doesn't the Mishnah tell us Ayil Ze Ola? If you set aside a ram as an ola, v'nishtoi, v'getz the mum, ratzu yavi b'dam of keves, you could bring a sheep. If you say keves ze ola, that this sheep is a ola, v'nishtoi, v'getz the mum, yavi b'dam of ayu, you could bring a ram in instead. Rebbe Os, Rebbe says you're not allowed to do this. So how come the brice above implies, had not been for bila, you can switch different types of animals, but our Mishnah says, Rebbe says across the board, you cannot switch to different animals. And the Gemara says, Trey Tanai Vali with the Rebbe. There's a machlokas, how to understand the position of Rebbe, whether he does allow you to switch to different types of animals. Ubitahorim, when it comes to Tahorim, kosher animals, Egil, the heavy par, Kevis, the heavy aisle, Yatza. So that's just the Stam Bryce we're quoting here. They allow to switch different types of animals. That's stomach Rabbanan, that we pass like Rabbanan, who allows you to switch from one animal to a different type of animal. Marnau says from the Mishnah, Ratzu Yavi Badama Beis Vechule, Amar Ravanashi Bar Zvid Bamarava, Lo Shanu Ella, Damar Shur Ze Ola. You only have to switch different animals and different amounts of animals if you say this Ola. And the moment this Shur Ze. And the moment that Shur gets a Balmum, so I really have no obligation anymore, that's why you're allowed to switch. I just have now, after redeeming it, some money that's Hekdesh, I need to do something positive, something never Hekdesh. But I'm allowed to easily switch. I will Amar Shur Ze a lie. If I say, this ox is upon me, a lie, once you say a lie, that means that I have an obligation to fulfill what I had said initially, and I can't switch things around. Hukva, that is a Koveya me to bring what I initially had said. I can't switch anything around. Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe Dilma Alai love you, Kamar. Maybe Alai doesn't mean that the neder is on me. Maybe saying that this ox is my responsibility to bring so long as the ox is available to bring. But if it's not available to bring, not that the chiv is a lie, that I took a neder on me, it's the responsibility is a lie, but not that the neder is a lie. So Ela Itmar Hachi Itmar. Really what should be said is as follows. Amar B'minashia Barzvid Amar Rav Lo Shana Ela Damar Shur Ze Ola Inami Shur Ze Alai Ola. In each of those terminologies, as long as you say the word zeh, then you're going to say it's all about the chefs, the shel shur. And even though I incorporated the word alai in the second comment, it doesn't make a difference. If the shur dies, the shur gets a baal mum rather, then I'm able to switch it to other animals, other amounts of animals. Aval amar, but if you say shur zeh v'dam of alai, then that terminology, then that's an example of ola hukva. And then even if the shur gets a mum, I still have to, I'm only allowed to bring a shur exactly how I initially made the nether, because that's a statement saying that's a nether a lie as opposed to nether zeh. The new Mishnah tells us now. Haomer, one who says echad mikipse hekdesh, echad mishore hekdesh, one of my sheep are hekdesh, one of my oxen are hekdesh, he doesn't specify which one, the din is v'hayu lo shnaim, he's got two of them. So which one do you assume is going to be hekdesh, the bigger one or the smaller one? Mishnah says, hagadol shebehem hekdesh, the larger one's hekdesh. Let's say the guy's got shlosh, he's got three sheep, he's got three oxen. Which one do you assume? Beinoni shebehem hekdesh, the middle one is the hekdesh, which is interesting. And then Perashi, I said I specified which one, but you know, there I forgot which one I specified. Mashi Perashi, I don't know which one, if I said the middle one, the big one, the small one. Oshemar li Abba, my father told me something, Veinia there, I forgot what he had told me. So what do you do in this case? Mahagadol Shbehem Hekdesh. You say ma hagadol shbehem hekdesh. You say the largest one, you have to play it safe, and therefore take the largest of the animals and say that's the one that's hekdesh. So what exactly is going on in this Mishnah? Alma, we see from the beginning of the Mishnah here, Alma Makdish Bain Yafim Makdish. So the Mishnah had said, if you say one of my sheep, one of my oxen are Hekdesh, we assume the greater one, the bigger one. So we see, Ein Yafet, when a person is Makdish, he's always looking to give the best animal he has. However, Ema Sefer, the middle case of the Mishnah, says Beinoni. If you have three animals, you go for the Beinoni, not for the Gadol Shebehem. So if you're really assuming that person's Makdish by Ein Yafet Makdish, shouldn't you say even in the second case of the Mishnah, if you have three animals, you should go for the Gadol Shebekulam? We see Makdish by Nira Makdish. A person is going to be stingy when he's Makdish. He's not going for the largest of the animals. Shmuel says, Choshishin af lebeinani. What it means is, Vada in the second case of the three animals, he gives the Gadol. But perhaps he's also took upon himself to bring the middle one, because the middle one, the Beinoni, is also called Gadol, because in respect to the smallest one, it's still also considered Gadol. So we say, Vada, the largest one, he has to give of the three, but perhaps even the middle one as well, he has to give two of them. So the Gemara says, Dilagave kot an ayin yafe. With respect to the smaller one, Beinoni is called the Gadol, it's called ayin yafe. So what Lamaisa, what should such a person do if he has three animals, wasn't sure which one? So Amar Bichia Barat Rav, Mamtin Lo Ad Sheyumam, wait until the Beinoni gets a mum, Umachale Lekdushase Begadol, and put it on the Gadol. Mimanav Shach, Rashi explains. If you took a nether on the Gadol Shebekulon, so you're fine, you're bringing the Gadol anyways. And if you took upon really only the Beinoni, so wait for the Beinoni to get a Baal Mum, to get a Mum, and then redeem it and put that Kedusha on the Gadol, and then that way you're going to cover your bases in that situation. What? When it becomes a Beinoni, you take the Kedusha off the Beinoni. When the Beinoni gets a Mum, you remove the Kedusha, and you take the Kedusha and put the Kedusha on the Gadol. That's how any work. Whenever you have Hektish money, you always put it onto an animal to bring it as a carbon. So Gemara now says, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Barvua, Lo Shanu, this is only true, Ella, Damar, Bised Echad Mishvari Hektish. One of my oxen are Hektish. Aval Amar, Shari Bishvari, the shore of the shore, the ox of the oxen, he says, that language, Hektish, Hagadol Shebehen Hektish. That implies Tur Betur Kamar. The, what's the term I want? The cream of the crop, or whatever. You want the highest level ox in the cream to the crop. That's right, exactly. The cream to the crop, you want the highest form. So, Torah Shabbat, that's what he means. And that means the Gadol, and you could ignore the Beinoni entirely. Then the Gemara says, Aini, is this really true? Vamarev, Huna Barchia, Beshme Deula, Omer Lechaveira. A guy says to his friend, Bayis Bebesi, the house of houses of mine. Ani Mochelch, I'm going to sell you. Mareo Aliyah, he shows him to the attic. So La Mishum de Garia, is the attic not the worst place? Everyone wants to have the ground floor. Who wants to schlep up all these stairs here? So Beshe Bebesi means the Garua, the worst of the houses, not the highest of the houses. Where it says, Lo, Mu'ula Shebebatim. It doesn't mean Aliyah in that the attic in the top floor. Aliyah means Mu'ula, the best of the houses. So it is consistent with what we said before, that just like Shor Sheshvari means the best of the oxen, Beshe Bebesi means the best of his houses. Asks the Gemara now, last four lines, Mesive, Shor Bishvari, Hektesh, Vichain Shor Shehektesh, Shinisari, Bachairim. So you have my ox, the ox of oxes, or oxen, and or an ox of Hektesh, it gets mixed with other oxen that are Chulim, Hagado Shebehan, Hektesh, Vichulim, Yimchru, Lutzarche, Olo. So now, Lach is, the greatest of all the oxen are going to be Hektesh, and all the other ones need to be sold for Tarche Olos, V'damein L'chulin. And then you sell the oxen as a Hektesh for Karbonos, but you could use the money as Chulin. So we see from all of this, though, that we say Shor B'Shvari, it implies that all the Shvarim are now Hektesh, and they all have to be used for Karbonos, not just the greatest of them all. And Mar says, no, Targuma Ashur Shal Hektesh Shinisari Ba Acherim. When the Mishnah says it, the Brisa says at the end, Kulam Yimkur Latarche Olos, that's referring to the second scenario of the Brisa, the case where Hektesh, Shor Shal Hektesh is Nisari Ba Acherim, that you don't know which one it is, therefore all of them have to be used as Karbanos. But the Gabri, the first part of this Brisa, Shor Bishvari Hektesh, that doesn't have a din, you don't have to sell all the animals, only the Galush Bakulam has a din of Hektesh. Vavachain Kamar, doesn't say Vachain. Doesn't the Chain tell us we're equating the halachas of Shor B'Shvari to the halachas of Shor Shehekdesh Shenisari B'Acherim? The Gemara says, no, Targma Agadol. The Chain that's going on, the Gadol, the look at Rashi to explain what that means, the second line up, Rashi says, Targma, Hadikatani V'Chain Agadol, the Bekacha Dino Shava Dinosin Agadol Lehekdesh, that when the Shor Shel Hektesh is Nisarev, so you take the Gadol Shebekulon to bring as a carbon, just like when you say Shor B'Shvari, the Gadol is a carbon. But regarding all the other animals there, the Shor B'Shvari case, all the other animals are Chulin, but by the case of Shor Shehektish Shenis Arev, the Acherim are all going to have a din of Hektish. Ask the Gemara now, last two lines, Tar Mesivei, Bais Bebesi, House of Houses, Ani Morchelch, I'm going to sell you, V'Nafel, it falls, Mareu Nafel, you show them to, oh, that one that fell, that collapsed, that's yours, that's the House of Houses that I sold you. Eved Ba'avdi, I'm telling you, the Avadim of amongst the Avadim, I'm telling you, the best Eved, Ani Morchelch, who makes, and one dies, Mareu makes, you tell them, oh, the one that died, that's yours. And this goes against what we said before. Above we said, that Lashon of Mesa, Eved Ba'avdi, Bais Bebesi, Shor Shvari is referring to the highest of them. This is saying it's showing you the worst of the batch of avadim of houses. But my, why do you have to figure out the dead one, the broken houses is? Lech say Hayden Nafel Hayden Mace. Let's see which one collapsed, which one died. If it was the best ever that died, it makes sense. If it was the best house that collapsed, that makes sense. So Gemara says, Lokeach, Kamer, you tell me about Lokeach? You can't bring me a ride from Lokeach to Hektesh. Hektesh, we assume Ayin Yafa. But by Lokeach, one who buys, Shiny Lokeach, the Yad Baal Shtar Al Tachton, the one who holds the Shtar, the document, the Lokeach, he always has the lower hand. So now we establish the Lokeach has a lower hand, which is very different than the Hektish, where the Hektish has the upper hand. Now that we've established that, now that we came to this assumption, Afil Tema Aliyah, when you talk about the case before, the Bais Bebesi, they sold you the attic, that really meant the best of the houses, we can now say, no, really talking about the Aliyah, the Gariya, Yad Baal Shara, Al Tachtona, when one buys something and it's unclear what he's buying, we always assume Yado, Al Tachtona.